Blog Talk Radio.
In a sight, frolic. That music so much, and one more time. Hello there, folks. This is your disabled friendly philosopher. Boy, what a racket some people have. Like the hospital. The more people that die, the more money they make. They'll be making money for the next 48 years now on this virus. Holy smokes. I heard that the administrators of these hospitals are going to double their salary in the next 10 years. Hey, give me a job like that.
Hey?
Yeah. Nice, easy job where you just sit around and count bodies. Everybody you get is a couple of grand.
That'd be nice.
All right. I tell you, stay away from doctors, you'll live longer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if you die, you'll be richer. There's the philosophy. Well, because if you die, you didn't spend the money on the doctors, so you got your money, see? Like the guy who took it with him. You know? Right there in the grave, and he had it in his will. I want to be buried in these clothes. Don't touch my clothes. Don't take them off. Don't touch them. And they buried him in the clothes, and he had all the money in there.
No.
Yeah. And his name was Carson. That's how they got the idea for the movie with Clint Eastwood.
Oh.
Please, Blondie, just tell me the name. The name of the grave, Blondie, this is the grave, please, don't die, Blondie, don't die, you die, I kill you. No, I don't kill you, no, I love you, Blondie, here, I give you water, here's the water, oh, you son of a bitch, you put the water in my face, oh, I'm going to kill you, God, give me the name of the grave. Never find it if I don't live. Oh, no, Blondie, please, Blondie, don't die, Blondie, don't die. That's where they got the idea from, you know. From the guy who was buried with his money.
Mm-hmm.
All right, in a sight around the world, let's see, we got a great idea for Mr. Trump to get reelected. We'll tell you about that. We got the story of the tents being put up by the libraries all over the nation. Oh,
what's that about?
I'll tell you about that. That's an exclusive news story. Eyewitness News wanted to get it, but they couldn't beat us to it. All right. Around the world, in a sight. Funnies. We got Gleason coming up with the taxes because Trump got a very good report about his taxes. What are they going to try to get on him next? You ever notice everything they try to get on that guy, they can't nail him. He gets out of it. You ever notice they try to impeach him? They try to get him on the taxes. They try to get him with the votes with the Russians, you know. I don't know, boy. What's going on? I think the poor guy, because he's rich, they're all jealous of him. That's what I think. Why do you have more money than me? Well, listen, Poroche. I'll tell you why. Because you ought to be an exterminator. Now get out of here. That'd be a great name for your company. Nancy Poroche Extermination. You know. Yeah. And I'm sure the president will approve.
Yeah.
Of your company. All right, in a sight, we got, oh, Gabriel gets in trouble with the library, with the tents. Oh, jeez.
Oh, no.
And the governor even gets in it. Oh, you got to hear this. This is some story. We got the story coming up.
The exclusive, eh?
All right. Around the world, I hear that Gabriel is patenting the bathroom costume. Oh, jeez. He's going to sell it. He's going to sell it overseas in China.
Mm.
I got to go back to him. Will you cut that out? He's going to sell it. He's got the helmet and the coat and the boots.
All right. Gabriel.
It comes in one package.
All in one.
True Value was already interested in it.
All right.
In a sight. If this works out, he'll be the richest bum in the world. I mean,
woo!
All right, in a
sight. Losing it, man. Losing it.
What's the matter with you, Frankie? Can't you get something right? I gotta teach all the time. I got no time for this. I'm an old man. Well, don't worry, Pat. I'll get it right yet. Yeah, you'll get it right. When you're 6 foot under, they don't throw dirt on you. They leave you there.
No comment. No comment.
What would happen if a guy, what would happen if they buried a guy and they didn't throw dirt on him? And they left the box there.
Yeah.
What he got in the box, boy? You know. Oh, did you hear about the story in Texas? Oh, people are going nuts. I'll tell you something.
Yeah,
they're dude, this Mexican, this nice Mexican couple, they were trying to find their friend was getting married, see, and they had to go to the rehearsal. I guess they were part of the bridal chamber, you know, the party or whatever, you know. And so they turned into this big complex trying to find the rehearsal. Why do people rehearse when they get married? Isn't that stupid? I never rehearsed when I got married. That's
I know
so
when we went there, we had a decent size, you know, bridal party. So they wanted you to come in and do, you know, the rehearsal. So you went there.
No, you walk over there, you walk here. Suppose you walk the other way. Who's going to care, you know?
I don't care. I didn't care, honestly. I really didn't. If one person,
I know why they
play,
rehearse. I just figured it out.
They get
in case
money.
One party changes their mind, they can skip out. Gives them time to ponder over what am I getting myself into.
Oh, is that it?
Anyway, this Mexican couple, nice couple, went to the try to find the rehearsal, and this guy, the owner of the company where they, you know, they drove into his complex, you know. This guy comes running out with a gun and chases them all around the complex, and the Mexican is going, I don't need it, I don't need it. And he's holding them at gunpoint. I tell you,
oh,
boys,
my.
The way this world is, you know, you make
it's
a wrong turn with your car, it could cost you your life.
That's the truth.
What kind of a world is it? People are crazy.
It's gone crazy.
Phew. Well, they finally got out of there with the wrong place, obviously, you know. But
yeah, I'd say.
This guy was prodding them with that gun. Crazy. And
that's
in Texas,
crazy.
You know, you're allowed to carry a gun, so.
A concealed weapon, yeah.
The sheriff probably yelled at the Mexican people. I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Inner Sight Follies brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue. Little Bear and Adopted Nikita, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. And Saturday is usually adoption day. I don't know how they're working it these days with the Koraka, whatever you call that damn thing. Anyway. Anyway. The Kora will
the
hack
Koraka.
You.
The Koraka. Yeah. The Koraka.
That's what they should have called it. The Kora will hack you.
Yeah, it does.
You know, hack it back.
Hack it back.
All
right.
So, KetaRescue.org. Hey, Kennedy Realty, back in business, 631-888-1186. The office is open.
Yeah.
So go on down there and, I don't know, maybe he's giving away free houses. I don't know.
That'd be nice.
I'll be there.
I'll be there,
that's
too.
That's a good publicity stunt. Give away a free house.
Yeah, for sure, man. And I'd be promoting them.
All right.
I sure would.
Mr. Kennedy Realty, Anthony Kennedy, Islip, New York. Check them out. All the beautiful children of the world. Corey, Avante, little Tommy, my buddy, Ali, and all the others, all of them that we don't have time to mention, but we love them all.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of them. Watch out for them. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. And Inner Sight's not going to let you forget either.
Nope.
All right. Around the world, Inner Sight, Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com, and TuraLawCenter.com. Some of our friends that we remember. Let's see what else we got. Nobody Starves on Long Island, my buddy Gary. 631-484-3085. Give him a call. Dog food, cat food, and medical. All right. What else we got on tap? My buddy Bill now helping us with the website.
Yes.
I got to get the
actual name of
the business. Of Billy's company. He told it to me, but I just slipped my mind. I gotta write it down. All right. Inner Sight. And I want to thank Bill for his donation and for paying for the website.
Yeah.
Got the email today. He's transferring it over.
Yeah.
So it's real.
It's awesome. It is real.
Inner Sight. Around the world, and by the way, if you want to call in here, try to act stupid, even though you're smart. Or say something funny, you know.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, what? Somebody wants a Florida joke. Florida joke, two women sitting around. You know, a lot of Jewish people go to Florida when they retire. You know, we all know that.
Mm-hmm.
Two women. By the way, you can't accuse me of anything with that because I'm Jewish. But anyway.
Yes, he is.
Two women go to Florida, Becky and Sarah. And Becky is, oh, I haven't seen you in so many years. My God, look at you, look at you. You look wonderful, you know. What's going on? And Becky says to Sarah, Sarah says, I'm having an affair. Oh, and Becky goes, Kated?
Remember that.
I don't know where I heard. I think I heard that from Henny Youngman. Then there's the other joke from the Red Fox show, where he goes into his friend, the rabbi. He says, I want to be Jewish.
No. You know,
the rabbi says, what's the matter? You haven't got enough trouble.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, there's another one. I used to know a whole bunch of them because my mother was Jewish, you know. And
and she used to tell you.
And we used to listen to that comedian. You know, the Jewish stage was very, very popular. I guess it still is.
It is, yeah.
You don't hear about it much, but it was funny, though. All right, Inner Sight. How about Able News? Able News can be funny.
Yes, it can.
Get the
especially
Able
when
News.
Louis comes in. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It served the disabled community for the past 29 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, Inner Sight, don't forget to sign our petition and change.org, the nursing home one and the service dog school, the licensed school, you know. Yeah. We gotta do some more work on that nursing home petition.
Oh yeah, I agree.
Round the world, Inner Sight. Give me a little honeymoon of music.
Okay, hang on. Let's get to that screen.
Honeymooners, here we go.
Honeymooners, here we go.
Boy, look at that. Just look at that noise. All I ever get in the mail is Bill. What do you expect, Rob? Wait a minute. Here's something interesting. A postcard from the Internal Revenue. Postcard? Gee, they never send those out. Usually they send you a big, long letter you can't read.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. I know what that is. Ever since the president now got a good report on his taxes, they're checking everybody out. Oh, is that what it is? Well, what could they possibly want with me? Well, I don't know. Did you file your taxes? Of course I did. Down the bus company. There's a guy who does it every year. Wait a minute, Ralph. Let me see your income term, your return there. You got the paper there? Yeah, here you are, pal. All right. Let's see. Come on. What this big long number here on the bottom? I don't know. How do I know? Well, I thought maybe it was your weight. My weight. Now, would you mind telling me why I'd put my weight on a tax form? But I don't know, Ralph. People do all kinds of weird things, you know. Anyway, according to this, you got a report to the office of Mr. Putter on the morning of the 18th. Yeah, that's tomorrow. What could they want with me, Norton? I'm scared. I don't know what's going to happen to me. What are they going to do to me? Well, don't worry about it, Ralph. But I'll go down with you, and you don't have to worry because you're not the only one that's being investigated or has been investigated. Yeah? Yeah, that's right. The jails are full of them. Now, sit down. Don't be nervous. Just sit down. Hey, look at this. Pay your taxes and live a long time. What? Yeah, a guy wrote a book. He says if you pay taxes, you're healthier. What kind of a maniac is he? I don't know. Mr. Crandon? Oh, hey there. He's Crandon. I'm clean. I didn't do it. We know you didn't do it. We did it.
What?
Well, you see, ever since the president got a good report on his taxes, we've been told to check everybody's taxes and find out if we made a mistake. So, Mr. Crandon, we're happy to inform you that we owe you $50. And here it is.
$50? Me?
Boy, Ralph, I'm telling you, and you were all upset, getting all excited there, and wondering what they're going to do to you. That's from the President of the United States, his decree, that told us to look into the taxes and help wherever we can. So just remember that, please. Well, I certainly will. Mr. Putter there, in the past fiscal year, when I was working down the sewer, I found $2 floating by me I didn't report. Oh, well, don't worry about it. Just keep the $2. That's the president's gift to you. Boy, Ralph, you get 50, I only get $2. Well, what'd you tell him with $2 for? Why don't you say $100? Gee. I don't know, Ralph. Sometimes, I think I got your brain.
Get out of here.
All right, Inner Sight, coming up, we got the story about the library with the tents.
Oh, no.
Woo! Let's see, what else we got? Lauren Hardy coming up.
Okay.
And, back by popular demand,
uh-oh,
Kimmy Dinigan.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we had a request. As a matter of fact, somebody called me up. Now, get a load of this. Somebody called me and gave me their voicemail and said, could Jimmy please do that Pale Ginger Ale on my voicemail? I think it's so hilarious. It cheers me up when I'm feeling blue.
I think I know who it is, too.
How do you like this one?
Yeah, I know.
So we arranged it.
I know who it is, too.
Yeah, it could be. So we arranged it that Jimmy called this person on their voicemail.
Yeah.
And, you know, he did it. He's a great sport. So I got Jimmy on. Hey, Jimmy, are you there?
Yeah. I'm right there, yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for pleasing one of our fans and making them feel better.
Well, that's all right. You know, I don't mind doing that. As long as I'm not working.
Oh. What kind of work do you do?
Oh, I'm an annoyance call officer.
Annoyance call? Well, wait a minute. What do you mean? What do you mean, Jimmy?
Yeah, when somebody's annoyed by a phone, a call, I have to find out who it is, you know. Yeah, they get very annoyed, see? And I gotta investigate it.
Oh, that's a very interesting job, Jimmy. How'd you get that job?
Well, one time I called up the phone company and I said, Pale Ginger Ale, fives in the glass, if you don't like it, you know. And the woman said, that's very annoying. I said, yeah, I know that. I know it's annoying. You ever get any annoying calls? She said, yes, we do. And that's how I got the job, see. In other words, they gave me the job so I wouldn't call them and do that no more.
Oh, yeah. Very, very, very interesting, Jimmy. So have you helped a lot of people with this annoyance business?
Oh, yeah. I saved a lot of people's lives. You'll be surprised how many people get sick over annoyance.
Well, I wouldn't doubt it with you around. I mean...
Frank, you don't get smart, you know. I remember when you were in school, you used to annoy me all the time.
I used to annoy you. You annoyed me, you and Janie.
No. You used to bother us and say weird things and you know, Miss Ma used to yell at me, but it was your fault.
Well, I apologize, Jim. I didn't mean anything by it. I was a kid. I didn't know any better, and you know, I was a nut. And I grew up. I'm a full grown nut.
There he is.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it. You know, I gotta go to work because I just got a phone call. Somebody's getting an annoying call. See, what I do, if it can't solve the problem, I call the annoyer and annoy him or her, and then they don't call the other person no more.
That's beautiful, Jim. Beautiful. All right, Jimmy Dinigan, everybody. The Annoyance Call Bureau. Being annoyed by anybody on the phone, call the bureau and ask for Jimmy.
That's right.
You know.
I
and
bet
maybe
you
if you're lucky, he'll give
the
you the
song.
Yeah, if you're lucky.
I wonder
well,
what
we,
it really
we,
does. We really have to find them now.
Yeah, right. We uncovered a story. This is a weird story. Huh? Everybody knows that the libraries in New York State, I don't know about anywhere else, but New York State, they've been doing curbside business. You know, that means you got to go up to the curb with your car or whatever, your bike or whatever, and get your book or give your book back and all that. Well, somebody came up with an idea, and it comes from a lot of the restaurants are putting up tents outside, you know, because if it rains, there's nothing worse than wet food.
A soggy book.
Yeah. Sitting outside, all of a sudden, you know.
And your food's
wet.
Starts
storming out there, or the wind starts blowing, and the wind blows your hamburger across the street, and three raccoons are fighting over, you know, all kinds of stuff going on. I tell you, it's crazy what's going on.
Well, somebody just takes it.
You have no idea what's going on. So anyway, the library followed the restaurant and put up the tents. So they put the computers in the tents, see?
No.
And one day, it was raining pretty good. And here comes our own Gabriel, you know, who's always in some kind of trouble, you know. And he's in the tent, and it's all hot and muggy and everything, and he's irritable. And you know why he's irritable? Because he's got the bathroom suit on.
And he has to,
go.
Yeah.
You know. So he takes the computer, and he's charges out of the tent, and he's using the computer outside, and then he finishes his emails, which are probably ridiculous anyway, and he leaves the computer on the lawn, and it starts raining. So now you got a computer full of water with puddles and everything, and then the librarian comes out, and she sees this, and says, "My God!" You know, one of those old biddies, you know.
Yeah.
She turns around, she'll fall down, you know what I mean? But anyway. and she reports it and all that, and this thing gets on the news, you know. So on the news, they're interviewing Governor Cuomo. And they asked him the question, "Governor, what do you think about the incident with the computer on the lawn?" You know, and the governor, I think that's terrible that someone would leave the computer out in the rain like that from the library that's sponsored by New York State, and we're trying to make a difference and give people a little comfort to you to be under the tent, you know." Well, Governor, we have the gentleman with us in the studio who is claiming that he is the perpetrator of the computer. Mr. Gabriel. Mr. Gabriel, say hello to Governor Cuomo. Oh, Governor, how you doing there, kid? I mean, Governor.
Wait a minute. Are you the man who left the computer out in the rain?
Well, I did it because I got very annoyed, you know, and I was in the tent. It was so hot, and I was a little sweaty. See,
what is that ridiculous get-up you have on?
Oh, that's my bathroom suit, see, Governor. You know, everybody ought to have a bathroom suit. I mean,
what? You have a helmet on with a big fireman's raincoat and boots. What? You're gonna go to the bathroom like that?
Well, yeah, I'd go to the bathroom because in case it storms or maybe, you know, if the toilet breaks, and I've had toilets break on me, you know, there's going to be a big flood in the bathroom, and I'll have to walk through it with, that's why I got the fireman boots on.
That is some kind of a, have you ever been institutionalized, my friend?
Oh yeah, but they let me go, Governor. They let me go. Yeah, I had a lawyer and all that.
What's this world coming to?
Governor, I'd like to make one suggestion. I think everybody in this state should have a bathroom suit.
Get out! Get them out of here! Hurry up! Get them out of here, Charlie! I can't stand it.
Yeah, you know, that reminds me of that song. You ever hear that song, The Cake in the Rain?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is The Computer in the Rain. The computer, before I go, Governor, I'd love to serenade you. It's a beautiful song. It's Cake in the Rain, but this is The Computer in the Rain. Oh, the Lord,
oh, you lost it.
Get him out of here. Get him out.
Completely.
I hope I never get reelected. Get him out of here.
In
his
state.
Silly. Very.
Woo.
All right. That's the story that Eyewitness News didn't want to do, by the way.
I know why. Now.
Well, I gave him first choice. You know, you can't say I didn't. All right. Round the world. We got any phone calls after that? We might
yes,
not
we
be
do.
On the air.
We still have phone calls. Our regulars. We were lucky we have regulars.
Who we got?
We have Maureen.
Wouldn't it be funny if some producer called up and said, will you record that song like that? I want to put it on YouTube.
Yeah, right.
It would be funny, wouldn't it?
It would be funny.
Anyway. The Computer in the Rain.
All right.
Listen, who we got on the line?
We've got Maureen. And we've got Louie.
Oh, Louie's on.
Yeah, but Maureen's been on a while.
Let's take Maureen, and then we'll go to Louie.
Great. Okay.
Inner Sight Live, funnies, round the world.
Okay, hey there.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, guys. Hello.
How
I just
doing?
Turned
How
on
you
the
doing?
Radio.
How you doing over there?
Just heard on the radio that they were given the okay to open the nursing homes, providing they're 28 days COVID free. So maybe we're making some progress.
I hope
we're
mine
making
is.
Some progress.
My mom's is.
Yeah. Well, they had the meeting yesterday, but I couldn't do the Zoom thing, so I got screwed out of the meeting. So, you know, so next time they're going to call me because they have my number. Well, why didn't they do that yesterday? They knew I couldn't do the
28 days from when, today?
No, I guess 28 days from the last COVID case.
Oh. Well, I don't know. You got to clarify that.
Well, I guess it's going to... Well, I guess it's going to be a nursing home by nursing home.
Hold
you
on
know.
One second.
Yeah.
Because not every one of them will have had a COVID-free. Last week I got the call saying hers was COVID-free, so maybe that's almost 2 weeks ago. So, you know, hopefully it'll be another 2 weeks, maybe just, you know.
We got the biting buzzard.
Yay.
Mm-hmm. So that's basically it. Nothing much else new. You know, she's going to send me the minutes from the meeting yesterday. She goes, didn't Letitia help you? I don't even know who Letitia is. So how she would
Well, you won't be able to read the minutes.
Yeah, I'll have to get someone to do that when they come. You know. I don't know. They should just, we've gone
well,
through this before.
Put it on recording
them, you know?
For you.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I know.
They're supposed to do
the
that.
The first time I told them, the girl read it to me, I should have them do that. That's what I should make them do. They should read it
you
to
should.
Me.
You should.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
exactly.
Put it on a recording.
Well, I can't find
if they
it.
Don't do it, you'll have them under the ADA, at least.
You sure will.
Yeah, if I can't, you know, if they, it comes when I can't get anybody, I will call and have them read it. You know,
yeah.
But they should
say, hold
yeah.
on, I gotta, so I could have this for, you know, later so I could listen to it. You know, I want to listen
right.
to it in my own time. Let me record
right.
it. That's all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what they have to do,
yeah.
you know. So ridiculous. Yeah. Well, that's about it. Nothing much new. I'm listening to the show tonight. So,
and then I could also, you know, call back and ask questions, you know, because I really, it's a little difficult also uh-huh. for me to take notes. You know, this is my notes. You know, I could have taken
yeah.
notes
yeah.
when I, you know, the only way I could take notes is if I record it, which is true. You know,
yeah, well, she gives,
tell her the truth.
She gives me a number yesterday, but it's for the Zoom desk. So I think I can do it on my phone, but I couldn't, so
you can't,
the whole thing was just a waste, you know?
Yeah.
No,
the only way you could do it is if you have a smartphone. I don't know why they're giving you Zoom. So
they know I don't
have
that,
like a smartphone. Like a conference
right?
call?
Yeah,
right.
it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you
so
can't.
You should be able
but
to
I
dial
couldn't
that
do it.
Number. Why can't you dial that number?
It's a,
Get in.
It's a video type of one, Frank.
So I
oh,
couldn't
you
do
audio
it.
And video?
Audio. Yeah, there is an audio feature. I just did it. Yesterday with my friends, I was
well,
on.
She could have listened then.
On the Zoom.
Yeah.
You mean
can,
on the Zoom?
But it's through Facebook.
Yeah, well, I don't have
yeah.
any of that, you know. So.
I know.
Mm-hmm. So I missed the whole meeting.
Well,
you know?
They better just find a way of, you know,
mm-hmm.
recording it from you for you from now on.
Right.
That's all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly right. Well, they're going to call, supposedly they're going to call me next time, but, no, I hope so, you know.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Maybe
this
you can dial
me,
the
you know?
Number and hear it without the video.
Well, that's what I thought this was supposed to be, but no, it just kept going to music over and over and over.
Oh,
they should have a way that, I mean, not everybody has Zoom, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
there
if it's
are
on Zoom,
that
that's a computer.
Yeah.
No, it's either the mm-hmm. smartphone or the computer, either one.
Well, the smartphone has a computer on it.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't work on the smartphone either, because Alice had one, and it didn't work on hers either, so... I guess the
it
only way to do it was Zoom.
Smartphone
but.
You have to.
Mm. But they should have said that.
Yeah, the whole thing is crazy.
Mm. Well,
they want us to rely
it.
On these things?
Mm.
They should provide
you know?
The stuff for you that they want us to rely on. It. They should make it all configured the right way and you know, that's it.
They should make it be on the phone.
Yeah, but you see, here's
the
situation. Excuse me, Maureen. Here's a situation
yeah.
where the person should be able to call the Commission for the Blind and say, I have to communicate with my mother, very important, in the nursing home. And the commission should set that up.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of life. It's part. It's vital. It's important.
Right.
That's
right. It's not like you're talking to a friend about, you know, where you're going to go to eat. You know what I mean?
Right.
See, that's what's wrong with these agencies. They don't help us.
I think she should.
Yep.
I think she should call. Just to say we did.
Yeah. They don't do anything.
Yeah. I know they don't, but just to say that, yes, we contacted. I think you should call.
And the independent living centers should set that up for you, too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yep.
You know?
Yep. They should
they
do
don't
a lot
do a damn thing
them.
For us. What the hell good are they?
No.
Who the hell needs these places? We don't need these agencies. What do we need them for?
But nothing. Nothing. They do nothing.
Do better if they distributed the money to us.
Yeah.
Right.
Let us live our own lives.
That's true.
Yep, that's right.
You wouldn't
that's
have
right.
to get yourself all crazy with trying to get these things that you need, you know?
Right.
Yep, that's it.
All right, Inner Sight Follies. Let's not get too serious. This is the Follies. And
right.
President
okay,
Trump...
The next.
President Trump has a new bird.
All right, take care.
Thank you, Maureen.
Well, let's don't forget about Louis first.
Yeah, but first let me tell you about President Trump's bird.
Okay.
You know, I don't know what the bird's name. We'll have to give the bird a name, but El Presidente. No,
El Presidente.
I don't think he'll like that name.
No.
President Trump has his bird, see? And he goes around with him, and
how about the Trump card?
Vote
the Trump
for
Mr. card.
Trump. Trump card. Vote for Mr. Trump, you idiot. If you don't vote for Mr. Trump, you're an idiot. You're an idiot. Shh, don't say that. You know. So there's this one guy in the audience. Mr. Trump, is that bird a Democrat or a Republican? Get him out of here. He threw him out. Mr. Trump is famous for throwing people out.
Yeah, I know.
And the reporters are very curious about this bird now, see. So they're asking him all kinds of questions. What do you do, sir, if the bird has to excrete? I put them on your head. Now shut up. Right, in his sight. All right, we better get Louis.
Vote for Mr. Trump.
And the biting buzzard likes the bird.
Oh, yeah, she loves birds. All right, here comes Louis.
Vote for Mr. Trump.
See,
yeah,
Trump doesn't even have to talk with this bird. The bird does all the talking. How do you like that?
Here comes
Louis. One of the stupid reporters said, Mr. Trump, how come that bird doesn't have a mask on? Get him out of here, too. He's a moron.
All
put
right,
a mask
here's
on
Louis.
A bird. Woo!
Vote
here's
for Mr.
Louis.
Trump!
Where's Louis?
Here he comes.
Woo!
Louis!
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. How are you? My name is Buffy Casavo on Inner Sight on Black Talk Radio, talking to my pal Frank Perino and Susan Taurasi Ferrero. This is Buffy speaking.
Hi, Buffy. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm thinking about you guys, you know. And I
sound just like her.
Yeah, that's right. You know, right? You know, I had too much sangria lately. I gave some to my friend Louis Rivera here, and then they call me Lulu Bell Clementine and all that stuff, yeah.
Poor Buffy.
Yeah.
Hey, Buff, what do you think of your friend Louis?
Me, Louis Rivera, I'm doing okay, you know,
Moving
They call me Little Dubs over there, and they call me Bobby Cassava at the same time, you know.
That's it. We ought to put Buffy on the front page of Able News with Louie. That'd be fun. Oh, that'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be fun.
Put that picture
on the
front page.
That's why I'll call Buffy Cassava.
Yeah.
I got to call Buffy Cassava, but not tonight, but next week. I got to talk to Buffy and then call Blog Talk Radio all the frolics.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be fun.
You like Buffy?
We had her on before.
Last time on the phone?
Yeah,
yeah,
it was fun.
It was fun.
Yeah,
she
drive me crazy laughing her funny bone, everything, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And by the way, hey, Louie, I just called Bob Talk Radio and I talked to, give me love drops. They gave me sangria, but not Buffy's wine, you know what I mean, you know?
She's going to kill you tomorrow.
Yeah. Hey, can you imagine, Louie, if Buffy was on the Ed Sullivan Show? Wouldn't that be funny?
That'd be fun.
Yeah, you know, put her on Ed Sullivan Show. You know, we're talking, we're having a good time, laughs and everything, you know.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here she is, the famous Buffy Consalvo.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Buffy. I'm going to talk to Louie Rivera through the phone. And he has given me so many love drops lately and everything, you know.
On the ringy dingy.
He gave me a ringy dingy. And a milkshake. I gave her a milkshake and everything, you know.
Oh, you did? Oh, with the love drops in it?
Yeah, I make you fall in love, too.
Uh-oh.
What flavor? What flavor is the milkshake? Chocolate, vanilla, what is it? Strawberry.
Chocolate or vanilla.
Oh.
Oh.
And I want a strawberry milkshake. We have them
chocolate.
Like strawberry?
Nice.
Is that Suzanne Taurasi?
No, it's Sue's lady.
Oh, hi, Suzanne.
Hi.
This is Louie Rivera. I'm doing entertaining Buffy Cassalvo.
I noticed.
Yeah.
And next
right,
thing I'm
going to
do is entertaining Suzanne Taurasi next.
Okay,
hey,
go
Louie,
ahead.
Does Buffy ever, can Buffy sing? What would Buffy sound like singing?
All My Lulu Bell Climbing Time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me hear Buffy sing.
All My Lulu Bell Clementine something, yo.
She sings that song?
Yeah. She tried to tickle me to death, too.
That'd be funny. Oh, my darling, Clementine. That one?
No, All My Lulu Bell Clementine.
Lulu Bell?
Yeah.
All right.
I got to talk to Buffy. I'm doing entertaining Buffy Cassalvo.
I think
tonight I'm gonna drink sangria later.
Oh, so it's all pure Louie.
Uh oh.
Put
you to sleep.
Right.
Yeah, I got to watch a little Jimmy Fallon when I have my sangria with love drops on it.
We put oranges in there, apples, cherries, strawberries.
Yeah, you might enjoy that, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, yeah. Boom, 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 boom.
Uh-oh, don't make your heart go that bad.
Yeah, something like that, you know. Yeah. Hi, Buffy, this is Louie Rivera talking. Hi, Louie Rivera, this is Buffy Cassalvo talking.
Give us a little song. Come on.
Yeah, a song. Something.
How about a Spanish song in honor of all the beautiful Spanish
people. Roll to recovery. La 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 la. And roll to recovery gets the way to coronavirus instead. Da 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 da.
he likes that song, you know.
I mean, they made it up.
I know. Coronaville.
Okay. Hey, Frank, have a good weekend.
Yeah.
You too, Suzanne Taurasi.
Yeah,
yeah,
you
too,
have
Lou.
A very
Thanks
weekend.
For calling in.
Thanks for calling in.
I love you.
Always.
All right, we love you too. Louie Rivera, everybody, on Inner Sight. A little
yeah.
craziness. And
okay.
let's see, how much time we got left?
Like 10 minutes.
Oh, all right. Well, give me a little Lauren Hardy.
Okay. I got to mute him. Hold on.
Now, don't be a big baby. I won't be a big baby. I'll be a little baby. Never mind. You have to get your annual physical from the doctor. Now, you know it's very important to stay healthy. Well, that's why I don't want to go to the doctor. What do you mean? When you go to the doctor, they always find something wrong with you, and then they want to give you these big horse pills. Well, I'm not a horse. Don't worry about it. This doctor is different. What's so different about him? Well, he went to a different kind of school. Oh? Yeah, he went to the medical school of hard knocks. Oh. Well, how did he get in? He knocked on the door. How do you think he got it? Well, how did he get out? He knocked. Never mind how he got out. He graduated. Are you sure he graduated, Ollie? You sure they didn't kick him out? Feet first? Never mind. He's a very good doctor. Now, come on. Now, just sit down and relax. And take a deep breath. A deep breath? Well, I don't want to fall over. Why do I want to take a deep breath for? It's very good for you, very relaxing. And Dr. Menagerie will be right out. Doctor who? Menagerie. Menager who? Menagerie. They call him that because he's a big animal lover. Oh, it's a cat. Hey, there's a dog. What? Vote for Mr. Trump. That stupid bird. Vote for Mr. Trump. Oh, hello, Dr. Menagerie. I'm Oliver Hardy, and this is Stan Laurel.
Hello, how do you do? Yes, I see you have met my family.
Your family?
That's right, my animals. That's my family. I love them. I love them more than I love people. People are so horrible. Animals are very good. Now, what can I do for you?
Well, I don't want anything. He does. He brought me here. Never mind. He wants to have a checkup.
Oh, a checkup. Well, let's see. Stand up. Sit down. Turn around. Move your arms. That's it. Wiggle your fingers. Can you dance?
Well, of course. What is this? A rehearsal or a checkup?
Well, let me see. Open your mouth.
Ah, ah,
Well, he doesn't seem to have it, but I hope he doesn't get it.
What?
Have what and get what? The disease. What disease? Well, it's unknown, but it's there. You see, that's why I have the animals. Oh, what's that got to do with the disease, Doctor? Well, the animals keep the disease away. Really? You see, medical science has failed us. They don't know what they're doing. The animals know better than they do. So, get a couple of animals. Keep the disease away. And in the meantime, let me go. I'm busy.
What are you doing?
I have to take care of my animals. I went to the School of Hard Knocks.
Oh, is that a good medical school?
Of course it's a good medical school. What do you think I am, a fool? Just ask your big friend over here. He knows. Oh, he's very smart. We're in good hands with Dr. Menagerie. Dr. Menagerie. I don't know, but there's something funny going on here. Are you sure you're a people doctor? People doctor? How dare you insult me? Get out! I'm a veterinarian, you idiot! You brought me to a dog doctor. I was going to give you something good to eat, but now you've insulted me. Dog food. Dog food? But I couldn't eat that stuff. How would you feel if you gave your boss dog food? Well, I'd feel very good if my boss was a cocker spaniel. Get out! Get him out! Get him out! In a sight. Frolics. All right, don't forget to look for Mr. Trump with the bird. And if you see the bird, call us.
Yeah.
Call for Mr. Trump. Get him out of here. Somebody's going to try to shoot that bird. I hate to say it, but...
Yeah. Guarantee you that.
Some redneck is going to...
Shoot it and have it for dinner.
All right, it is sight.
Using it.
Around the world, is that a Democratic bird?
Or a Republican? Now you really had it.
Yeah, I think he got the bird from Mr. McConnell.
Oh,
it was his idea, you know.
Yeah.
You need a gimmick, Donald. Why do I need a gimmick, Mitch? I've got you. You know. All right, Inner Sight. We'll be with you Monday, mad or glad, if they still let us on the air.
Yeah, they will.
All right.
We're not the only crazy one.
Yeah.
Probably.
I hear we're supposed to get more stimulus money, you know, maybe the bird's not so bad.
Yeah, right.
All right. Insight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090, phone number. Have a good weekend, and be cool out there. And oil of oregano keeps the virus away. Apple cider vinegar, those are my two strengths that I take. Give it a whirl, you know. All right, we'll see you Monday. Mad or glad, in a sight, around the world. Thank all the listeners that listen to us all the time.
Thank
Suzanne,
you.
Co-host, and engineer. And we'll be with you Monday. Goodbye, world in sight. Ah!
Good night, everyone.
Get him out of here.